Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Laquana, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okie doke. Jaquetta is going to join us here in just a second.
I'm here.
Okie doke. Can
you hear me,
everybody? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear everything okay,
Laquana? Hi,
Laquana.
Hey.
All right. The reason we've got you in here today, I'm sure that you've seen your recent QAs for this week, and you had already, you know, been on a probation period, and, you know, we had sent emails, reminders and stuff between then and now. So if you could please pull up your developmental, your coachings, your disciplinary under your agent review so we can go over. And I apologize for the wait, y'all. I'm getting everything pulled up on my end. I was on break there. Just let me know when you have it pulled up on your end, hon.
I'm waiting for it to load now.
Okay.
Okay, I have it pulled up.
All right, so I'm just going to read through it, and you can read along with me. You are a great agent. You do have a ton of potential, and you always have a positive outlook when applying any feedback that we give you. So I'm sure that you'll, you know, get this corrected going forward. On the call dates that I have listed below, you did fail to follow proper protocol set forth by ASK and the clients. It was for a few different campaigns. You were informed on many occasions of proper protocol and the consequences of not handling calls accordingly. On January the 11th is when you received the probation for infractions that you had made in December. And then on February 20th.
Okay, so I'm suspended or I'm fired at this point?
No, you're not fired at this point. It is a 2-day suspension that begins today and Monday. And then you have lost at-home privileges. Yep, you got
to
come back in-house.
Okay.
Effective on Tuesday the 4th.
Okay.
Okay. So and we've got the calls listed up there. I'd be glad to send you the recordings if you want to hear any of them. And I do have to make sure that, you know, you understand that any additional infractions within 90 days of this 2-day suspension could result in immediate termination.
As far as the warranty, the warranty that you're speaking of, I remember that call. That's because if you look at the notes on that call, it also says that the warranty is a bundle package, that you can't remove the warranty from the bundle package. So that's why I told her that she couldn't remove the warranty, because it's even noted on that call in the notes that it's a bundle package, that you can't remove the warranty. So I was just following what was already stated in the notes, that in order for you to have that, it's a bundle package and you can't remove the warranty as far as that call is concerned.
So Laquana, in that case, what I would have done was reached out to Elite to get clarification, but that warranty is like a straight sale. They don't have to have that. They can get it removed and be refunded the difference minus the ear pods or whatever else was bundled with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
But the biggest thing is the auto wraps on the Penguin calls. So issues reported.
That one, as far as the auto wrap, what happened was when I thought I dispositioned the call and I didn't. So that I already know what call that was. I knew it was one and it was last week because I thought I dispositioned the call, but I didn't. So that was my fault because I didn't go back to it where it says call or have it had it on that screen to see when the next call was popping up. By the time I looked, it was the auto wrap.
Okay. You had another one that Michelle informed me about just a little bit ago that was also
when yesterday?
An auto wrap on Penguin from the
last
from
night?
The 28th. No,
that was
from the 28th, the day before. So that one's not included in here, and we're not going to do anything additional for that one since it, you know, I just found out about it today, but she sent it to me a little bit ago. So do be super careful on Penguin. You know, they've taken away that 2 minutes of after call time.
I know. I've
seen
that.
You have 1 minute, and we're not supposed to even use more than 30 seconds of that 1 minute that they give us. So be super careful with your Penguin and make sure that you're going back and dispositioning those immediately.
Okay.
All right. You got any questions?
I'm really not upset about coming back in-house. I told y'all that if I have to come back in-house, that's perfectly fine. But I'm not upset about coming back in-house. Like, so when I come back in-house, do I still use my computer, being that everything is saved on this computer? Or do I have to go and get another computer?
I'll work on getting you a seat. I think you will have to turn that equipment in. I'm not sure. I have to check with IT.
Because
either way, I'll let you know.
Passwords or anything. So, like, if I have to come back in house, I don't mind just like using my laptop and just leave it there, being that everything is already saved. I can just continue using it, and they can just put a new station ID for this laptop.
Yeah, I'll get with IT and check with them and see.
Okay. So sign out now?
Yeah, you can go ahead and sign out now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I will see you next week.
Tuesday. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What happened, Pop? When you finish your work, you can go. You need to finish. But Romeo and Juliet, did I hang up?